高考模拟试卷16
Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Mr. White bought some paper, paints and brushes today.
Yes, he needs them for his students at the high school.
Question: What is probably Mr. White's occupation? Two. We've seen so much about Japan. To us, the beauty of Vienna and Paris is breathtaking too. But what we want to see most are the great pyramids in Egypt.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Question: Which place will they most probably visit next?
3. Hi, Henry. Don't forget to drop that book off at the library on your way home.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I'm on my way.
Question: What will the man probably do next? 4. Shall we go to see the new Italian film at the Pine Street Cinema?
Don't you think that's a little out of the way? It's playing just up the Glow Street, you know.
Question: What does the man suggest they do? 5. I'm not swimming in the lake unless it warms up outside today.
Me neither. Unfortunately, I think it's supposed to stay this cold all day.
Question: What can be inferred about the speakers?
6. What a boring speaker. I could hardly keep myself from falling asleep.
Oh, in fact, it's been a long time since I heard anyone as good.
Question: What does the woman mean?
7. It's a shame about your car.
Yeah. And just a few months ago, I put $500 into it, and I hoped it would make it through another year.
Question: What can be inferred about the man's car? 8. Don't you think this candlelight dinner is romantic?
Well, at least I don't have to look at the food.
Question: What does the man imply? 9. You know, we never went over Chapter 6 in class, but Prof. Brown will probably include it on the test.
He often does things like that. His style, you know.
Question: What does the man imply about Prof. Brown? 10. Joe, I thought your article on the school newspaper was right on target. You convinced me anyway.
Thanks, Mary. Unfortunately, based on the general response, you and I are definitely in the minority.
Question: What does the man mean?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. At one point, the shadow of depression hung over me almost constantly. My moments of happiness became fewer and fewer. Finally, I decided to seek help. I began meeting with an advisor regularly. She helped me realize that negative thoughts and wrong interpretation of people's words and actions added to my depression. She gives me some advice to manage depression. According to her, physical health affects our mood, so we should eat a healthy diet and exercise regularly. She advises me to choose an enjoyable form of exercise that won't increase my stress. Of course, getting enough sleep is necessary. If our depression affects sleep, we should go to bed and get up at regular times. We also need to participate in activities, even when we don't feel like it, because this will take our mind off our depression and give us a sense of accomplishment. Moreover, she suggests we share our feelings with someone we trust and have realistic expectations for ourselves. We should focus on our successes, not on mistakes or problems. Her advice is helpful. By following her advice, my depression has faded enough, and I can find joy in daily life. Depression is terrible, but fighting against it has made me stronger and more understanding towards others. At one point, the shadow of depression hung over me almost constantly. My moments of happiness became fewer and fewer. Finally, I decided to seek help. I began meeting with an advisor regularly. She helped me realize that negative thoughts and wrong interpretation of people's words and actions added to my depression. She gives me some advice to manage depression. According to her, physical health affects our mood, so we should eat a healthy diet and exercise regularly. She advises me to choose an enjoyable form of exercise that won't increase my stress. Of course, getting enough sleep is necessary. If our depression affects sleep, we should go to bed and get up at regular times. We also need to participate in activities, even when we don't feel like it, because this will take our mind off our depression and give us a sense of accomplishment. Moreover, she suggests we share our feelings with someone we trust and have realistic expectations for ourselves. We should focus on our successes, not on mistakes or problems. Her advice is helpful. By following her advice, my depression has faded enough, and I can find joy in daily life. Depression is terrible, but fighting against it has made me stronger and more understanding towards others. Questions. 11. What is the main purpose of this passage?
12. What should people do with depression according to the passage?
13. What does the speaker think of depression?
14 through 17 are based on the following passage. Teenagers who switch off the TV and sit down to family meals are less likely to suffer eating disorders, and kids who are used to eating round the table are less likely to take up smoking to lose weight. Researcher Barbara Fies said, "The common belief is that teens don't want to be around their parents very much, and that teens are just too busy for regular meals with the family. Parents may not be able to get their families together around the table 7 days a week, but if they can schedule 3 family meals a week, they will safeguard their children's health in significant ways." Professor Fies spoke out after reviewing 17 studies on eating patterns and nutrition, involving almost 200,000 children and teenagers. She has found that teens who eat at least 5 meals a week with their families are 35% less likely to be disordered eaters. Even 3 family meals a week helped, with youngsters 12% less likely to be overweight than those who ate with their families less often. They were also 24% more likely to eat healthy foods and have healthy eating habits than those who didn't share 3 meals with their families. Teens can also use family meals as a time to get their thoughts across. Teenagers who switch off the TV and sit down to family meals are less likely to suffer eating disorders, and kids who are used to eating round the table are less likely to take up smoking to lose weight. Researcher Barbara Fies said, "The common belief is that teens don't want to be around their parents very much, and that teens are just too busy for regular meals with the family. Parents may not be able to get their families together around the table 7 days a week, but if they can schedule 3 family meals a week, they will safeguard their children's health in significant ways. Professor Feast spoke out after reviewing 17 studies on eating patterns and nutrition, involving almost 200,000 children and teenagers. She has found that teens who eat at least 5 meals a week with their families are 35% less likely to be disordered eaters. Even 3 family meals a week helped, with youngsters 12% less likely to be overweight than those who ate with their families less often. They were also 24% more likely to eat healthy foods and have healthy eating habits than those who didn't share 3 meals with their families. Teens can also use family meals as a time to get their thoughts across. Questions. 14. What does the passage mainly suggest parents should do?
15. How much percentage of the teenagers are more likely to have healthy eating habits when they eat 3 meals a week with their family?
16. Which of the following is one of the benefits of family meals?
Questions 18 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hey Angela, look what I bought.
Wow, cool cell phone. Wasn't that model just released yesterday? Buying it so quickly seems a bit in a hurry.
Not at all. I've known for a long time that I wanted it.
I'm surprised you didn't want to read some reviews first.
Why would I do that? I've had my eye on this phone for months.
Product reviews tell you whether the phone actually performs the way the company claims it does.
I've bought all my phones from this company and have never had a problem. Besides, I'd rather be one of the first people to try out their latest model.
New phones are too expensive to buy without doing some research. Not to mention I'd rather wait for the price to drop.
But the new technology is worth the full price. I don't want to be using something that is out of date.
Well, I'm happy to take my time with purchasing expensive items.
Taking your time is one thing. I seem to remember that you still haven't bought a vehicle. You've been looking for one for more than a year.
Yeah, but I don't want to rush into buying a car. Vehicles are a big investment and should be chosen carefully.
But if you just keep comparing options, you'll never buy a car. You should just pick one and buy it.
It's not that simple. There are many things to consider. I hope your cell phone doesn't give you any problems.
Hey Angela, look what I bought.
Wow, cool cell phone. Wasn't that model just released yesterday? Buying it so quickly seems a bit in a hurry.
Not at all. I've known for a long time that I wanted it.
I'm surprised you didn't want to read some reviews first.
Why would I do that? I've had my eye on this phone for months.
Product reviews tell you whether the phone actually performs the way the company claims it does.
I've bought all my phones from this company and have never had a problem. Besides, I'd rather be one of the first people to try out their latest model.
New phones are too expensive to buy without doing some research. Not to mention I'd rather wait for the price to drop.
But the new technology is worth the full price. I don't want to be using something that is out of date.
Well, I'm happy to take my time with purchasing expensive items.
Taking your time is one thing. I seem to remember that you still haven't bought a vehicle. You've been looking for one for more than a year.
Yeah, but I don't want to rush into buying a car. Vehicles are a big investment and should be chosen carefully.
But if you just keep comparing options, you'll never buy a car. You should just pick one and buy it.
It's not that simple. There are many things to consider. I hope your cell phone doesn't give you any problems.
Questions. 17. Why is the woman surprised when knowing the man has bought the newly released cell phone?
18. When will the woman buy a new phone, most probably?
19. What does the man think of his new cell phone?
20. What can be learned about the woman from the conversation?